There, that's better.
Here, landed on the helicopter, landed on the pad.
Fourth graders Rand and Christian carefully maneuver a remote-controlled helicopter around a large gymnasium. Their classmates are nearby, flying helicopters of their own. The boys take turns at the controls and work together on landing the aircraft, which is about the size of a big potato.
He didn't say the 2 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rand is pushing the buttons and moving the joystick.
I like making model airplanes and, and I like flying helicopters, and it's a fun class.
This class is part of a new program at the school called Aspen Aero Aviator. It was started by Greg Rourke.
The gist of our program here is that as kids move from the elementary to the middle school to the high school, our philosophy is think, build, do. And so we want them doing hands-on projects, things that they may not have done before, things that they have to think about, and then ultimately being able to do things, that experiential component.
Rourke is tall and energetic. While teaching is his profession now, aeronautics is a personal love.
It's more of a passion. I worked for years in the pharmaceutical industry, but I always have been around aviation.
Rourke says he took his first ride in a small airplane when he was 6 years old. That inspired a dream to fly jets in the military, but that was dashed due to bad vision.
And so I was just devastated, but I never lost that desire to somehow become involved in aviation.
Okay, we have helipads that we're going to be taping to the floor, and that's where we will start with these helicopters.
Each week, Rourke has a rapt audience, whether it's fourth graders or high school seniors. He started the aeronautics and aviation program in Aspen just over a year ago, but it's only recently started to take off. Now he says his after-school programs fill up quickly. The kids start small, building model airplanes in elementary school. Then in middle school, they put together unmanned aerial vehicles, or drones. In the high school program, students even build an airplane.
What kind of airplane are they building?
Velocity XL. And it's a four-place airplane, front canard, all composite, pusher aircraft. I think it's 300 or 315 horse engine there. So it's got quite a bit of performance.
Rourke's program even has a flight simulator, so students and staff can train to become pilots. The idea behind all of this extracurricular learning is to guide students into certain careers. Colorado is a leader in the aerospace industry, with 66,000 employees and $16 billion in sales in 2011. Rourke says it makes sense to expose kids to such a career.
We as a nation, we need engineers. We need kids. We have friends in the industry who they have to recruit overseas because people do not have the technical skills necessary to work in this industry. And that, to me, is just, it's a travesty. And so this is my little one-man crusade to try to help start that groundswell.
I think we are so focused on reading, writing, and math that this other piece, this hands-on, this science, this engineering is just so important.
Doreen Golden is the principal at Aspen's elementary school. She says Rourke's aerospace program brings something different to the day-to-day classroom.
We're always talking about the whole child, and this just brings so much more opportunities for the children to learn and get excited about something.
Woohoo! Good job, Jack. Good job, guys. Who did that one? Christian, was that you?
Back in the gym, the elementary school students carefully maneuver their helicopters on landing pads, simple square sheets of paper taped to the floor. Rourke says it's good practice for those who years later may do it as adults, each and every day.
Our nation needs pilots, and it's going to be a pretty good gig for kids that are ready to take on that challenge. And we can help them prepare for that challenge in a way that doesn't exist out there.
Rourke hopes to take his school program global with live streaming from the classroom. He says many schools aren't lucky enough to have such a program, so he'd like to open up the lessons to all who are interested in taking flight. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Krivenin.